Here on The Art Show this week, we had our in-studio artist, Leonie Rhodes. Leonie is a street artist who works within the realm of sculpture. Leonie came into the studio with two small backpacks and produced the most exquisite sculpture I think I've actually ever seen. You can find out more here. The Brisbane Street Art Festival is underway all across this river city. Over 60 artworks will be created by the time the festival wraps up on the 19th of May. Now, if you're anything like me, when it comes to street art, you may fall into that pattern of thinking about spray canes, graffiti, colourful murals on walls. But there's more. The artist Leonie Rhodes will broaden your understanding of what street art is and can be. So Leonie creates these small, highly detailed sculptures of people. People riding skateboards, people practicing yoga, people wearing baggy jeans and puffer jackets and holding up aerosol cans. Leonie is an award-winning trans non-binary artist, and they're creating and placing their sculptures around the streets of Brisbane during the festival. And they join me now as this week's in-studio artist, Leonie Rhodes. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. So the first thing I want to know is, do people steal your sculptures? Because they're really quite small, aren't they?
Yeah, so that does happen. Normally I install resin sculptures, and so they're much more vulnerable to theft. But for this exhibition, I've been supported and allowed to install my works officially. So they're all very carefully installed and drilled into concrete or welded on. And they're made of bronze, and so they're much, much harder to steal.
Okay, so they'd have to be stolen by, let's say, a weightlifter.
Yeah, you'd have to be organised and industrial if you wanted to get them. Yeah.
All right, just so that people can plan. Hopefully that won't happen. Now, Leonie, from your accent, which is seems to be strikingly similar to mine, we both call Brisbane home now, but you come from southeast London.
Yeah.
And you began your street sculptural art practice there as a child. How did that start?
Well, naturally, as part of growing up in South London, graffiti was part of the culture, sort of completely integral to the culture. So everyone had a tag and everyone would write their tag on their bags and their school books and everything.
So when you say a tag,
yeah,
that's something that you would maybe spray on a wall or put somewhere. It's your own special mark.
Yeah, it was mostly pens that we were using then, but sometimes aerosols. And it's like your name, but it's something different that represents you. Mm. Yeah.
So you had it. You had your tag, which you would not necessarily put on walls, but put on things that belong to you.
Yeah.
And how did that then translate into sculpture?
Well, I've always been really excited and interested in sculpture. And ever since I was little, I've been making little people. And so for many years, I made lots of different animals, penguins. Early on, I made all the kings and queens of England, and then film characters. And then it developed into people around me. So I've always made little people and been much more excited by three-dimensional objects than 2D artwork.
So I guess when people do think of street art, they do think of things on walls, like murals on walls.
Yeah.
So what is it about your sculptures that puts them into this thing of street art?
Well, street art is any artwork within a public space. Yeah. And so for me, that's what's important about it. My practice has always been about the city and public space. I really enjoyed what you were saying earlier about your journey here this morning. Mm. It's that kind of contemplation of the city, of the urban space that I'm interested in. And I used to make very abstract artwork that was about the urban space, almost like your colleague Claire was describing, large-scale industrial sculpture that was almost like replications of public space. And that was when I was at university. And then I came back to making little people, and they've become present to that public space.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Now, Leonie, you studied at the Chelsea College of Arts in London, a highly prestigious art school. You studied figurative sculpture in the Greek style at the New York Studio School. Yeah. Like, this is some serious stuff. How do you bring that background in street art and your formal education together in your practice now?
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. I feel very privileged to have had the education I've had. And when I went to Chelsea, I'm so grateful for it now, and in retrospect, I can see why it was useful. And I adore my colleagues from that time. They're still close friends of mine. I feel like we learned a way of presenting work to a really high standard, but I also missed very much education. I wanted to learn skills, and that's not really what's happening in contemporary art schools these days. And so there was an absence of skills-based education and appreciation of objects, representational, figurative artwork. And so I managed to get an exchange to New York so that I could have experienced the complete opposite. And there it was incredible, but it was almost so extreme. And so the students there were living in hammocks in their workshops and just making the body all day, 15-hour days. And they were in this incredible, enormous city and never went outside. And so I kind of saw the other extreme. It was really useful in terms of commitment and hours of practice and learning that from them. But I wanted something in between. And so, yeah, I suppose I'm using those skills and those classically inspired skills to represent quintessentially contemporary people. And I find that more interesting and exciting.
What a wonderful combination. Now, just briefly, Leonie, can you tell me what you've brought into the studio and what you're going to be doing over the next hour?
Yeah, so this is a mold which I make from my clay originals. And from these, I make wax versions, which become bronze, or resin versions, which I sell and are more affordable than bronze. It's a fiberglass casing and then a rubber mold inside. And into it, I've put a non-toxic resin material. And so cast into that is my graffiti writer.
Okay.
And so I'm going to undo him and he'll be covered in knobbly bits and a rainbow kind of or around him, and I'll break that down and have it finished by the end of the session.
Fantastic. And you'll be able to see pictures of this whole process as well if you join us on our Twitter account and also on our Instagram page. Leonie, thank you, and I'll be talking to you again in about 20 minutes, something
okay,
like
thanks.
That. Great. And Leonie, we'll be posting photos of Leonie's work on our social pages. You can follow us on Twitter, Arts on RN, and on the ABC Arts Instagram page. Now, I'm back here on The Art Show with our in-studio artists, Leonie Rhodes, sculptor, painter and sound and performance artist. They're part of the Brisbane Street Art Festival, which kicked off over the weekend. So, Leonie, what have you been doing over the last sort of 10, 15 minutes?
So I've undone my mould, which was screwed together. It's a fiberglass mould with rubber inside. And I've taken out my resin version of my piece, The Writer, which is based on a graffiti writer, a friend of mine.
Now, Leonie, as I was interviewing just then, I was also watching you do this. And I have to say, it was like... I can't imagine it was exactly like, of course, but it was almost as if I was witnessing the birth of something. It was actually an incredibly beautiful thing to witness.
Aww.
Do you have that feeling like every time you do it, like that sort of feeling of incredible excitement?
There is something magical about it, definitely. Yeah. And I think with both materials being white in this case, particularly, there's something really classically beautiful about it.
Absolutely.
And of course, for me, I've probably done this one hundreds of times, but each time you win something and lose something, so you never quite know how it's going to come out. So there's a nervousness too.
Now, can you describe this figure? First of all, the height and who the figure is.
The figure is a friend of mine who agreed to pose for me for a particular project. I originally made it for a collaborative artwork, which I made for the Swell Sculpture Festival, who've been an important part of my career. And I made a huge graffiti wall for the public to paint on. And I got sponsored by Ironlack and got aerosols and paint pens so the public could all come and write on the wall. And he was one end of it, and it increased in size from his size all the way to huge at the end.
So he is how big?
30 centimetres tall.
30 centimetres. Okay, so this is really something that could sit very comfortably in most people's houses.
Yeah.
Because I suppose so often when we think of sculpture, we do think of things which are quite large.
Yeah.
But there's something about the size of this that is very, very intimate, and you almost want to kind of hold him in your hands and look after him a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's the intimacy that's important at this scale. And he exists within the space between your eye and your hand, so you can relate to him in a different way than you would large-scale sculpture.
And incredible detail. So he's wearing a baggy sweatshirt, baggy pants. And tell me about the shoes he's wearing.
Yeah, the shoes are Nike Air Max 90s, which are the classic shoe for graffiti culture. And the police will look out for these shoes when they're trying to pick up graffiti writers because they're so popular. to the culture.
That is amazing. And you've captured all of that with this beautiful detail. And the piece, he's holding his arm out with the graffiti can.
Yeah.
But you cast his arm separately because of the size and because of that's a limb sticking out.
Exactly. So yeah. He couldn't be poured whole with that many directions, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you're part of the Brisbane Street Art Festival.
Yeah.
What do you, apart from exposure, what do you get out of taking part of part in a festival like this?
Yeah, well, it's been really enjoyable. So I suppose I'm getting this media, which is really useful for me, for people to see my work and hear me speak and understand what I'm doing. And my work is out in public. And so it's my first sanctioned public installation that will be permanent. And so that's really exciting for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Now, you also run workshops.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about the workshops you do?
Yeah, that's equally part of my art practice. So I don't see it as separate. And I work with young people most often, but adults too. And I work collaboratively with young people creating artwork. I make kit bags and I make large-scale sculpture. And I run workshops where I facilitate people to produce sculptures, which I then combine with my large-scale installation so that the works can get presented and seen as contemporary fine art.
What ages of young people do you work with?
3 to 18 I work
with. Oh, really? What kind of things are you doing with the three-year-olds?
Well, it's the same thing, but what's different is the level of preparation. So for the younger ones, I make kit bags and I'll model whole parts of the bodies so that they can sort of, I'll make legs, arms and bodies for them and they can just put them together.
Great.
And then get more quickly to the fun bits that they enjoy.
Yes. Yeah. Wonderful. Well, I'll be speaking to you again in about 20 minutes.
Okay, great.
Once again, and I'm so looking forward to seeing what else happens with the writer.
Thank you.
Your sculpture. Thank you. Thank you very much. Leonie wrote, and we've posted images of Leonie working away in the studio. You can open up your apps, have a look. We're at Arts on RN on Twitter, and later you'll be able to see some pictures on the ABC Arts Instagram page.
From the very first, he plays with space and man's perception of it.
I'm back now with this week's studio artist, Leonie Rhodes, who in fact, in addition to being a multidisciplinary artist, is also a DJ, and you're hearing their music right now. Loving it, Leonie. Now, Leonie, you spin under your alter ego. It's a cat called
Boom Boom Bean Selector.
I knew you'd say it better than me. Tell me about this cat.
Well, Boom Boom Bean Selector is an element of my personality with which I can explore the performative and more abstract conceptual elements of my practice, which includes DJing.
Why cat? Why a cat?
Well, I grew up with cats all around me, and I had one particular cat called Motley who was really brave, and her brother Bonnet was less brave, and she would go and catch mice and she was really powerful. And I think I identified with her and cats generally because they're a bit more genderless than humans, or they have less gender identifying things visually. And so I dressed as a cat from very young, and now that's become part of my work.
Great. Now, speaking about the same subject, but in terms of your art, so you've written that you work, and I quote, in a transdisciplinary practice space and resist the boundaries of institutionalized art production.
Yeah.
Tell me more about that.
So, because I work across disciplines, I'm not anti-disciplinary, but I don't like to just focus on one thing, which a lot of artists do, or artists are generally encouraged to do. I need to work across mediums and in different areas and in different modalities. So that's in a material sense, but also in an interpersonal sense. And that's why I enjoy working in community and with all different kinds of peoples and kinds of groups.
And how do you also deal with these issues in the art and the figures that you produce? How do you choose the figures that you produce in your sculptures?
Yeah, so my figures are all people who've been othered by society. So people who exist outside what's considered norm by mainstream society and are marginalised, and therefore their well-being is impacted.
Yeah. Well, good for you, Leonie, for doing this work. It's so important, isn't it?
Thank you, yeah.
Yeah, because there's so many people who are marginalised, and certainly we see a lot of this in the media at the moment.
Yeah.
And, it's so important to remember the impact of marginalisation on particularly our young people.
Yeah, and especially with sculpture, the canon is so racist and sexist historically. And so especially with bronze, it really excites me to be able to make real people in bronze and people who, people in the street and in public. I was installing one the other day and there was a lady at the bus stop and she said, oh, that looks like me. And I felt really pleased because, that's what it's about.
That's so great. Mm. So here you have the writer is a graffiti artist and a man.
Yep.
He's wearing baggy pants. He's got these very particular sneakers on, baggy sweatshirt. He's holding his arm up with the graffiti can. Right now, the look of the sculpture is cream. You know, it's like an alabaster sculpture in a way, isn't it? What's going to happen with this sculpture now?
The next stage, I've been taking away material. So I've been taking away the parts that I don't need that come from the mould. And the next stage would be to add more material. So I'm adding to the areas that are missing.
Okay.
And gluing the parts on, which need to be glued, and then filling those in with the same material.
And will you add any colour? Any other colour, I should say?
Yeah, so that depends on what I'm using it for. So when I sell them, lots of people actually really like this raw material.
Yes.
But I also make all different colours and paint them with aerosols.
Do you do commissions?
Yeah, I do take commissions.
Great. And how much would generally, let's say, one of your resin sculptures, how much would they sell for?
The resin ones are $500. And the bronzes are $1,500.
Okay, so perhaps not as much as people might think.
No, I try to make them as affordable as possible, just covering materials and time,
Great. Where can people see your sculptures, particularly here in Brisbane?
In Brisbane, the five sculptures that are part of the festival are all around Fortitude Valley.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so look out for them because they really are quite small.
Yeah, they are, but people are finding them. It's been exciting,
Leonie, thank you so much for coming onto the show. It's been completely thrilling and actually very moving to see a creation of this sculpture. So thank you.
Oh, thanks so much.
Thank you very, very much. Leonie Rhodes, sculptural street artist. And if you're in Brisbane, you may stumble across one of their very cool sculptures. They're installed around the place for the Brisbane Street Art Festival, which is on until the 19th of May. And in addition to their art practice, Leonie runs visual art workshops for adults and kids. They're also a DJ. You can head to our website for more on Leonie and to see photos of their sculptures and what they worked on in the studio today.